This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167 today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Anthony Thomas Prill has been sentenced. He received a deferred judgment under the Spousal Abuse Act, placing him on 6 months probation. Conditions include not violating any criminal laws, not leaving state without court consent, and making truthful reports to his probation officer. Prill must also notify his probation officer of any changes to his employment, address, or phone. Financial obligations are due by June 30th. He's required to complete a domestic violence awareness program with proof due by June 1st and 24 hours of community service with proof of completion by June the 30th. Prill's prohibited from any assaultive or threatening behavior, and a review hearing is scheduled for July 31st at 9 a.m., which he must attend. In the Dryden Township, Board of Trustees approved purchase for a new police vehicle during their last meeting. The purchase of a new 2026 Dodge Durango from Jim Real Friendly Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lapeer was approved. The new vehicle will replace the one that was damaged during a police chase last fall. The township's cruiser was damaged November 5th when it was involved in the Almont Township shooting suspect incident. The estimated cost of the new vehicle is $40,311, and the township's insurance will pay towards the bill. The township's vehicle was destroyed when the vehicle was assisting the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department, the Michigan State Police, and Almont Township Police in the chase that apprehended William Chaner III for the alleged shooting and killing of Logan Welch, who was the plant manager at Trims Unlimited in Almont Township. Before the incident was over, there were five vehicles that sustained damage. Chaner was eventually apprehended on Sutton Road between Wilder and Thornville Roads in Metamora Township. He stopped when he encountered a roadblock there, and shots were between Chaner and law enforcement was exchanged. Officers were not injured in the altercation, but Chaner was shot several times and is now fully recovered in standing trial. And the Michigan State Police honored 90 current and former members during an annual award ceremony held January 28th in East Lansing, recognizing achievements ranging from promotions and years of service to life-saving actions and community impact. Sergeant Lena Rosinski of Paw Paw Post was named 2025 Trooper of the Year for her leadership, professionalism, and community service, including emergency response during a winter storm and ongoing charitable involvement. Brian Walker of the Jackson Post earned Motor Carrier Officer of the Year for his enforcement work, improving commercial vehicle safety statewide. Nicole Ascroft of the Lapeer Post received Civilian of the Year honors for her extensive administration contributions and support to both staff and retirees. Retired Detective Lieutenant Donald Watson was named Retiree of the Year for continued volunteer work supporting veterans, first responders, and community projects. Additional recognition went to the Niles Post, which received Community Policing Outstanding Achievement Award for its outreach efforts in Berrien County, and Trooper Macon Derleth, who earned the Colonel Christ Kibbe Etu Community Impact Award for strengthening relations with Spanish-speaking residents through bilingual engagement initiatives. The Michigan State Police Director, Colonel James Grady II, praised the honorees for exemplifying the department's values of service, integrity, and community commitment. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsor.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back. We have one obituary for today. Roger Michael Green, age 93 of Ubley, passed away Wednesday, January 28th at Meadow Lane Assisted Living of Bad Axe. He was born March 20th, 1932 in Detroit, Michigan, and went on to marry Sandra Ross on April 11th, 1964 in Royal, Michigan. They had one son named Brian, and Roger honorably served in the United States Marine Corps from 1951 to 1954. He is survived by his daughter-in-law, Lena Green, and service will be held on Tuesday, February the 3rd at 11 a.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home, Mack Chapel in Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, February the 3rd at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. at the Mack Chapel. Burial will begin at the Valley Cemetery in Ubley at a later date.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. A partial government shutdown remains in effect as Congress continues to debate a long-term funding package, while the Senate recently approved a two-week extension for the Department of Homeland Security. The House of Representatives has yet to vote, leaving several federal agencies in a state of suspended operations. The impasse centers on immigration enforcement policies and funding levels for Border Patrol and ICE. House Speaker Mike Johnson expressed optimism that a full vote could happen by midweek, though the timeline remains fluid as negotiations between party leaders continues. And the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt reopened for limited traffic after nearly 2 years of closure. This pilot operation allows for a smaller number of medical evacuations and transport of essential goods under the international monitoring. While the reopening is seen as a symbolic step towards broader truce, the number of people allowed to cross remains strictly limited. Officials from both Egypt and Israel state that security of the corridor must be reassessed daily to determine if operations can be expanded. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167 today.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.